You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Trainer.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
This is the Zach Sang Show. We got Heather. We got
Hi.
Dan.
What's up?
We have Anne Marie, and we welcome Marshmallow to the studio.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Really, thank you both for being here. Really, it means a lot.
That's fun. Thanks for having us.
You're a cool guy, you know? Thank you. Thank you for being here and, you know, through technology.
Thanks you.
Spelling mistakes.
Friends is the record right now.
Yeah.
Quality. Really, beyond quality.
Thanks.
How did the two of you come to be? How'd you meet?
He basically it's been in love with me for about 3 years, and I'm just like, oh, God's sake. No, that's not how it happens.
You can really say anything you want. He has no...
Yeah, exactly. No, he remixed my song Alarm about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and I'd never met him, but I loved that remix so much. And he was in London in December, and everyone was like, yo, just go and say hello, and... that was what it was supposed to be, just like a hello and a meet, and then it became a song called Friends.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And Alarm is a special record for you.
Yeah, it is.
Would you credit Alarm with being your first big record here in the States?
Yeah, that's the first one that got out to the world, yeah. I think.
It was
a
life changer.
Yeah.
What was like the biggest change that you saw in your life after you released that song?
I don't know, you know. I feel like I'm the same person as I was when I was 16, so it's really hard to, like... It's not probably not within myself, nothing at all, but it's just online, maybe? Just how many people are listening to my songs? That's the only difference, really. I don't feel any different.
Your journey has been pretty incredible. You started performing at an early age. You started on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You started in Les Mis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Phenomenal show. And from there, like, you know, just like a brief overview, you've been people's backup singers, you've mm-hmm. performed in singing competitions at pubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've done everything that a performer can do.
Yeah.
But performing in pubs, right, singing competitions or random, you know, just open mics, mm-hmm. that changed the way you performed.
Yeah. I think it's just more of the confidence building part of it.
Yeah.
Because you need a lot of confidence because there's so many people with so many opinions on what you're like.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, to be honest, when I was younger, I just loved to sing. So I just did everything and anything that involved me singing. I didn't really have in my head, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to have loads of songs out across the world. I didn't have that. I didn't think that that was possible. So all I was doing was just doing anything that singing was involved with. And then I met a songwriter when I was 18, and then it just went from there, really.
You performed somebody else's song at first. That's right?
Yes.
That was the first record you put your voice on.
Yeah, so basically I was at college, and a guy in my class was teaching a lady how to play piano, and she was like, do you know any singers that can just sing on my song? I'm a songwriter, and I want to get these songs signed off to someone else. And he was like, yeah, this girl, Anne-Marie. So I went to her house, ended up singing on her songs at a recording studio, and the engineer was like, yo, has anyone heard this girl sing? Like, you need to sign her. And then that's where it happened.
But that gets you a management deal, right?
Yeah.
With Ed Sheeran and Elton John's group.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, okay, Alarm, a life changer, but this one was really one of the big catalysts.
Yeah.
And don't worry, Marshmallow, we're going to get to you in a second. Because, I mean, that's fate. That's the universe saying you need to do
exactly,
this.
Exactly, yeah. I feel like everything in my life has been fate. Like, I totally believe in that. When... You all right? Do you want to talk? Do you want to say something? He's just like, I'll take. Yeah, definitely. I totally believe in all of that. And, yeah, I remember meeting Ed Sheeran and Elton John I remember that day I was in the studio and my manager at the time was like, can you just come upstairs and meet these people I want you to meet? So I was like, oh God, okay.
Fine.
Walked upstairs like, and then there was Ed Sheeran showing Elton John his new material and Elton was just like riffing over the top. And I was like, okay, this is life. And I was like, hi on. Hi, Ed. Yeah, great. Yeah, great. And try to act really cool. And, yeah.
Because that's your new reality.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't know at that moment. It could be a short-lived reality.
Exactly.
It could be forever.
Yeah.
But you're in it.
I'm in it.
You're going to be a backup singer. You were a backup singer for Rudimental.
Yes.
You think you what helped you get the job was bringing brownies to them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you bring to the studio when you saw Marshmello for the first time? Anything?
My love.
Aw.
Yes.
That's all you needed.
Yeah.
True.
That's good enough now that, you know, she's a star.
Yeah. I went to the studio with them and I just loved making these brownie things.
Okay.
And I took them to the studio just like, hi, and thank God I did because we wrote the worst song ever and I feel like if the brownies weren't involved, I wouldn't have ended up being their backing singer, so... Thank God for brownies.
Right?
Thank God for brownies.
Yeah.
Brownies can change lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's make our way over to Marshmello here. How you doing? First time you guys get into the studio, how far along is this record? Is it, do you have the production done? Are there lyrics set aside?
Brand new. Nothing was written prior to the session.
Nice.
Okay, so like when you first get into a session, how do you kind of create the mood? Because it's a creative environment, obviously. People need to be able to feel like they can be vulnerable and open, and that's not something easy to do.
I start by going through either chords that I've written or sample loops.
Mm-hmm. So he basically had this sample or a loop that he had written that day. Or had that day, and he was just playing through some of them, and I heard the guitar that you hear at the start of Friends, and I was like, I need to write to this right now, so we did.
Nice.
Yeah.
So did you have anything preconceived?
Nah, because it weren't meant to be a session, so I was just going, like, to say hello, and it just happened. Yeah, I love the studio. I honestly don't find it scary... just being open and opening myself up in that situation. So it was a lot of fun. It came so quickly. That's the amazing thing about it.
How open are you, Marshmello, in the studio? Like, I mean, because you contribute to lyrics too. You get writing credit on songs.
Mm-hmm. He was very involved. Yeah, he did a lot. Like, I loved it.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was banging.
So who decided or why did you want to write a song about the friend zone?
I don't know how it came about. It just came out of my mouth. Honestly, I just came out with FRIENDS and I was like, okay, let's go with this. And I thought about a previous experience that I'd been through and was just able to write about that. And I just felt like, I don't think I've heard a song about this before.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of become the friend zone anthem, and we've told people to just send this song to them, the people they're trying to say we're just friends to.
Do you think a song like Friends can last forever? You answer that, Marshmello, because you have some timeless records under your belt.
It will always be a relevant situation, the friend zone.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
Do you know what a hit record sounds like now, dude?
I'd like to think I do.
Okay. I mean, but that's an acquired... is that an acquired, you know...
But who knows?
But who knows?
Is that an acquired ability, or did you always feel like you could, like, sense something different when you listen to a song?
I am not too sure, honestly. This record just clicked.
Got it.
Yeah.
So why do you two work so well together? Like, what clicked about you two?
I don't know. It just happened. I'm pretty sure if it had been another producer or someone else in the studio that day, it might not have happened in that way. I wouldn't have ended up leaving with a song, you know? It's just sometimes you just meet someone and it just works, doesn't it? And it did in this situation, yeah.
So do you guys have more music in the works, or like if you, off the success of this, you must want to do something else, right?
Yeah, I said we should do a whole album together.
Whoa,
well, that'd be fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You do karate.
Mm-hmm. You know. I think that's why he worked with me, actually.
That was the karate. Yeah. What belt are you at?
Third dan black belt.
Whoa! All yeah. right, nice.
Sister's like, you are as legit of a karate person as can be.
Karate
yeah,
master,
3 times world champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nuts.
Crap.
Yeah.
And what that teaches you a lot throughout life.
Yeah, definitely. I think before karate, I was a bit of a crazy maniac. I just didn't have much attention span at all. Like, my teachers used to call me fish because I used to, or goldfish because my attention just went like.
Like what?
Yeah, so it did teach me a lot, definitely. Yeah.
Well, Amory, the other day you tweeted something about ignoring online hate, right?
Yeah.
But then a day or two later, you know where this is going, right? You responded to somebody about lip syncing.
Yeah. But do you know what? That wasn't actually, I don't see that as hate. I just saw that as like they genuinely thought I was lip syncing, and I've had a few comments about that. And I mean, that's not a bad thing. Like, if you, the fact that I'm not lip syncing, that's actually quite an amazing thing that someone thinks mm-hmm. I'm lip syncing. So for me, although that maybe come across that way, I actually was just like, I wanted to just set the record straight. Like, I needed to say it at some point. I didn't want to just leave it brewing underneath and people seeing that comment and maybe she was. So I just wanted to reply to that. But yeah, I need to work on that.
Yeah, but that person now deleted their tweet.
I know they did, yeah. And they apologized after, yeah. Yeah.
What is Marshmallow? Is Marshmallow a person? Is it a lifestyle? Is there a definition behind it?
It's a delicious food.
I don't know about that.
It's a lifestyle.
Oh.
How would you describe the lifestyle?
Pimpin!
Positive.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's like complicated.
Positive and happy.
Aww.
What's the last... give me the last example of you spreading positivity.
Donuts. H-M-M-M-M-M-M.
H-M-M-M-M-M.
Do you enjoy answering questions or talking about the marshmallow as a whole? Or does it get annoying when people ask you the same questions every day? You enjoy it?
I'm not gonna lie, like, it's hard because I am so fascinated by you. Mm. Like, genuinely, as an artist, as a human, as a brand. And I have so many questions and I just don't even know how to ask them properly. Because, one, like, you know, you are an incredible musician. Can you tell me about the first beat you ever made? The first time you sat in front of a set and just, you know, did your thing?
It was called Waves.
It was called Waves.
The song.
Got it. And you're typing.
It was like 3 years ago.
How crazy is it that it's only 3 years
ago? I know,
that
ago? Is short.
I mean, wow. What was it about Waves?
2015.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We played that.
It's only been like 3 years?
Yeah.
I mean, the internet, really. I mean, obviously you have talent, but without the internet, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now, right? No?
You're right.
Yeah, we need to hear your response, or else we got all confused.
I just don't know. How was Marshmallow born? I mean, did you wake up one day and you said, this is going to be the way I release music?
Mama Marshmallow and Daddy Marshmallow got together. Fell in love.
Grocery store.
The grocery store.
Woody, are you listening to Waves while you're walking through the grocery store?
Oh,
and you see
hilarious.
Marshmallows? What has been the biggest change between Waves and the records that you're creating today?
He's like, stop asking me such long questions.
I'm sorry.
Just working so much that my sound is changing every day into what it sounds like now. And I am sure it will keep changing.
Are you changing with culture as culture changes, or are you setting the tone for culture?
What I've always said about him is that he has...
Just what is up to me.
Yeah, he has his vibe, like, but he's so good at catering to who he writes with. Like, I feel like Friends is him, but it's so much me as well, and that's so good as a producer, especially one like The Marshmallow.
The Marshmallow.
The. the marshmallow.
Would you credit empathy with that? Like the ability to kind of like take yourself out of you and put yourself into her shoes?
It just seems so natural. I'm not sure how else I would do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Marshmallow, how do you feel when you see comments, people saying like, where's the EDM music? You've moved away from EDM. When are we going to get EDM Marshmallow back?
I actually have my single Fly releasing Friday, which I've been playing live for about a year, and it's finally coming out tomorrow.
Live.
Got it.
That was not, it said live.
It's EDM.
Spelled the same.
Live. Okay, got it.
So you're able to please both fans, top 40 fans, EDM fans, multi, what is that word? Multi what?
Multi-format?
I guess so.
I'm writing so much electronic music as well in the past month or so.
Are you constantly creating? It's nonstop. Would you say you sit down behind your computer like once a day to do it? Constant. Why do you think people work with you? What is it about you?
The marshmallow head, probably.
That's it.
He doesn't talk that much, so.
He just listens.
Exactly.
That's it.
Which really could be the best quality of a producer, is just listening.
Yeah.
I'm not a musician, but I would assume. This is going to go on forever, right? You're going to stay hidden forever? Or as long as possible? Have you thought about ever revealing yourself? Like, honestly, like, ever have, like, that moment where you're staring at the mirror and you're like, I forgot what my face looked like?
That is his face.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look at that beautiful smile. Why would you want to get rid of that?
It's always positive.
Yeah.
It really is.
Happiness and positivity.
Do you think you could ever have too many songs on the radio at once? Because I'm playing a lot of your records,
oh,
dude.
So many.
No.
Yeah, right?
Gone were those days.
Right?
Of just having one.
Yeah.
It's crazy how the industry's evolved.
I like it.
You like the consistency, the fact that, like, albums do have meaning. By the way, you're about to release your first studio album.
Yeah.
Albums do have meaning, but singles have weight, and the consumption of music is just so rapid.
Mm-hmm. It's mad. Like, I love it. I love that anyone can put music out, and it actually makes an impact. You don't have to be on a major label. You don't have to have it playing, you know. So I love it. And I love it. Yeah, I love it. I do.
Is that creative pressure for the two of you? You know, because the fact that you have to be consistent and you have to keep it coming?
I think with us, because we create so much, it's not actually changing anything because we just make so much music. So we're fine.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Silence is one of my favorite songs of all time. What was it like working with Khalid?
It's one of my favorites.
I'll speak for him. It was terrible, awful, the worst.
Great. Very similar creation process with Anne-Marie. Me and Khalid got it done the first day as well.
Oh, cool.
Wow. One day, in and out.
Mm-hmm. What did it mean to you to have Lil Peep's mom want you to release the song you guys created together?
That was amazing. She actually came out to my show in Brooklyn, and that was so special.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really nice.
That's awesome.
What's been the biggest change in your life since 2015?
Tour schedule.
Yeah.
Schedule.
A proper one.
Do you travel with friends? Do you have like a group of people around you to keep you grounded as much as possible? That dude right there.
There he is.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
And three other people.
Gotcha.
A whole six. Seven, technically. Hometown people, or have you acquired them recently? No. All new. Very cool.
Now, Emery, when you're doing interviews with Marshmallow, do you feel like you have to do more of the work? Because
whoa, this is a recent thing, so this helps. But before, I mean, I talk a lot, so I don't mind. And, yeah. This is weird, but good.
Very cool. Music you've created, the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one song that you could pick that you'd want to last forever? What is that record as of this moment?
Ooh.
80 years from now, 150 years from now, they're going to be playing it on whatever radio is then.
What, like our individual songs?
Yeah, individual or together, doesn't matter.
Well, obviously Friends, but I have a few songs of mine. There's one called Then, which is like quite emotional, different for me. I normally write quite upbeat songs, but this one was quite slow and and nice. And there's one called Perfect of mine as well, which is going to be on the album that I love a lot.
Cool.
I'd have to say for my own solo song, my song You and Me, that was the perfect blend of music I grew up with and music I wanted to create.
That was a good sentence.
Yeah.
You and me.
You and me.
That was a good sentence.
That's a really beautiful answer, you know? Hey, I thank the two of you for being here.
Yes, it's awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one question for each of you separately. Marshmallow, what inspired your cooking show?
You have a cooking show?
Food.
I love food.
You just like food?
Yeah.
And how does your set or your performance change, whether it's your solo or you're performing before Ed Sheeran?
Less songs with Ed, before Ed, and I guess just putting in, for my own show, I can do my whole album, but with that set, I'll probably do like the singles and songs that people will know just to get them like hyped for Ed's show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The two of you, I thank you deeply for being here.
That's awesome.
Friends is an incredible record. I really love playing it.
Thank you.
We'll be playing it for a while. And my ask is that the both of you come back and do the show. Please.
Yes.
Seriously, there's more ground to cover.
We will.
Anne-Marie. Marshmallow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.